Today's Warm at 101.3 in our Fashionista is Joan on the phone, Lincoln. And today we're talking about eyelids can get hangovers. You need to explain this to me.
All right. So have you really, really looked in the mirror lately at your eyelids?
Oh, God, yes.
I get older, I definitely look.
Sure. I need like a 10 times magnifier mirror just to kind of put on my eyeliner these days. So that's what 60 plus is doing to me. But, you know, a lot of people are challenged with this eye flap, this eyelid, quote unquote, hangover. And all my years of you know, being a makeup artist and YouTube and Instagram, all these tutorials, you know, I just can't get away from it. But, you know, I have tried and I'm staying committed to avoid surgical procedures. But there are so many options out there to get rid of this hooded, droppy, saggy eyelid. And, you know, it can affect your peripheral vision. Have you guys checked it out yet?
I mean, I don't think I'm there, but
I'm definitely not there yet.
So what are some of the ways we can get rid of the droopy eyelids?
The saggy eyelids, it got to go. There are these little itty bitty, like, tiniest plastic eyelid lifts that you can actually attach to your eyelid.
Oh, God, no. No. What are you, nuts?
For the sake of beauty. Yeah, so it's it lifts the eye, the saggy part of the hooded eye. There's also a tape that you can attach to your hairline and draw it back with, like, this thread through your hairline. Tony, I'm telling you. There's all kinds of options out there.
It's false advertising.
Well, I will tell right. you, Fancy Pants on The Real Housewives, she always tightens her bun so much so that she looks good.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I've always been a firm believer, though, that, you know, you can fight the aging process with amazing skincare. So drink your water, get lots of sleep, and put your skincare on.